everybody. And if you are tuning in right now, welcome to Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. So for this week's theme, I decided to kind of piggyback off of last week's theme. I did the British invasion of the 1960s. And for this week, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s. Because a lot of new wave kind of synth pop music of the 80s, the big hits, a lot of them actually came from British bands. So the first two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Dancing With Myself from Billy Idol, and that'll be followed by Video Killed the Radio Star from The Buggles. So I hope you guys enjoy.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. When there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. Well, I'm dancing on with myself.
Video killed the radio star.
And welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s, which is kind of when a lot of the new wave pop, synth pop kind of music came over to the US from a bunch of British bands and became top hits. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Dancing With Myself from Billy Idol, and that is from the album Kiss Me Deadly from the year 1981. And some fun facts about that song, it was actually originally released as a single in 1980 under the band name Generation X. And it was actually a commercial failure, peaking only at number 62 on the UK singles chart. It was only until 1982 that it was released under Billy Idol's name and became a bigger hit. And then the second song, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, is from the album The Age of Plastic, and that came out in 1980. And it was actually originally recorded by Bruce Woolley and the Camera Club in 1979. And on that recording, Thomas Dolby is on the pianos. And for those of you who are 80s fans, Thomas Dolby is famous for his song She Blinded Me With Science. But the later version recorded by the Buggles in 1979 came out as a single and was later released in 1980 on the album The Age of Plastic and became a pretty big hit. And then, kind of a nerdy little fun fact, film composer Hans Zimmer actually worked with the Buggles, and Hans Zimmer is famous for scores such as The Dark Knight, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Gladiator. But when he was working with the Buggles, he actually did some work on the song Video Killed the Radio Star, and in the 1979 music video, you can briefly see Hans Zimmer playing with the band. So, trucking right along here, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Karma Chameleon by Culture Club, and that will be followed by Love Song from The Cure. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm a man
welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s. So the last two tunes you heard, the first one was Karma Chameleon from Culture Club, and that comes off of their 1983 album Color by Numbers. So for Karma Chameleon, it actually spent 3 weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 1984, and it became the band's biggest hit and only U.S. number one. And it also became an international hit, reaching number one in 16 countries worldwide. And that song was followed by Love Song by The Cure, and that is from their 1989 album Disintegration. And some fun facts about this song: it reached number two, only second to Janet Jackson's Miss You Much on the Billboard Hot 100. And it is actually The Cure's only top 10 entry for the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. So fun fact, I thought The Cure were a lot more popular than that in the U.S., but maybe that's just my perspective. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Just Can't Get Enough from Depeche Mode, and that will be followed by The Reflex from Duran Duran. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Da 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 da
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s, so kind of that new wave synth pop trend that was going on in the 80s. A lot of those hits come from British bands, and so that's kind of the theme I'm going with. And the last two tunes you guys heard, the first one was one of my personal favorites, and that's Just Can't Get Enough from Depeche Mode. Funny enough, I had to look up how to pronounce that band's name the first time I saw it. So don't feel bad if you've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time. But some fun facts about Just Can't Get Enough. One, Just Can't Get Enough came off of the 1981 album Speak and Spell, and it was the band's first single to be released in the United States, and was also the first single to be written by its founding member, Vince Clarke, who actually ended up leaving the group in 1981. So some fun facts there. And that song was followed by one of my favorite Duran Duran songs, The Reflex, and that came out in 1984 as a single from Duran Duran, and it was the 11th single of the band. And The Reflex became the band's most successful single, reaching number one in the United States Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks in 1984. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Relax from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and that'll be followed by Don't You Want Me from the Human League. So hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
And welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And this week's theme is the British invasion of the 1980s. So just a reminder and some fun facts about what those last two tunes were. The first one was Relax from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And that comes off of the 1984 album, Welcome to Pleasuredom. And it was actually originally released as a single in 1983 before being included on that 1984 album. It reached number one on the UK singles chart in 1984, and Relax won the award for the best British single at the 1985 Brit Awards. So there's some fun facts. And the song that followed that one was Don't You Want Me from Human League. And that song comes from the 1981 album Dare. And some fun facts about Don't You Want Me. It was the 1981 Christmas number one in the UK, where it sold... where it has since sold over 1.5 million copies, making it the 23rd most successful single in the UK single chart history. So that song really, it charted really well in the UK, and it made some pretty good success in the US charts as well. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one is Going Underground from The Jam. And now this song didn't chart exceptionally well in the US, but The Jam is a very successful band in the UK, so I figured I'd feature them. And that will be followed by There's Always Something There to Remind Me from The Naked Eyes. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Pleasure to hate me, I've enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get, you made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust, as their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You'll see killing machines with paper rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give what the society wants. Let the boys all shout for tomorrow.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHTX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I've decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s, kind of piggybacking off of my last show, which was the British invasion of the 1960s. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Going Underground from The Jam, and that came out as a single in 1980. And some fun facts, Going Underground actually went straight to number one on the UK singles chart and spent a solid 3 weeks at the top. And it was the first of three instant chart toppers for The Jam. So The Jam is a really popular band in the UK. I don't know how well they've done in the US, but I figured I'd include them. Because those are some wicked cool fun facts. And that song was followed by There's Always Something There to Remind Me. And that is from The Naked Eyes, and that came out on their 1983 album Burning Bridges. And some fun facts, the Naked Eyes version of this song is actually a cover. The original version was recorded in 1964 by Lou Johnson, who was an American soul singer and pianist. So, the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is Your Love from The Outfield, and that will be followed by Ask from The Smiths. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight. I ain't got many friends left to talk to.
you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So
welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX, and I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do the British invasion of the 1980s. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Your Love from The Outfield, and that came out on the 1985 album Play Deep. And for some fun facts, the song was only a hit in the US, despite the fact that The Outfield is a band that originates from London. And it reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. And Your Love from The Outfield has also been featured on the soundtracks for the video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City and the 2009 film Adventureland. And that song was followed by Ask from the Smiths. And Ask came out as a single in 1986. It reached number 14 on the UK singles chart. And there are actually two different versions of the single, and the differences come down to very slight changes in the mixings of the song, such as one of the versions fades out much sooner than the other one, and some of the backing vocals on one of the tracks is much louder than the other version. So there's some fun facts. I'm not sure which version I have, so if you know, that's awesome. Okay, so the next two tunes I have for you guys, the first one will be Shout to the Top from the Style Council, and that will be followed by Everybody Wants to Rule the World from Tears for Fears. So I hope you guys enjoy.
as the rain came down, I dropped to my knees and I prayed. I said, oh heavenly thing, please cleanse my soul. I seen all I'm offering, I'm not impressed at all. Ooh. I was halfway home, I was half insane. I never shot. Now send me a sign to save my life, 'cause at this moment in time there's nothing certain in these days of mine. As a fire thing when it burns up on you, yeah, I know as much as the day I was born. Yeah. Though I was an artist, I might as well stay and promise myself. Gonna shout to the top, shout.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendricks College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And this week's theme has been the British Invasion, 1980s edition. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Shout to the Top from the Style Council. That band didn't really make it big in the US, but it's a great band and they had some success in the UK, so I decided to include them. And the song Shout to the Top has been featured in the soundtrack for the 2000 film Billy Elliot. And in the UK, Shout to the Top was released as a single, but in the US it appeared on the soundtrack for the movie Vision Quest in 1985. And then that song was followed by Everybody Wants to Rule the World from Tears for Fears, and it appeared on the 1985 album Songs from the Big Chair. And some fun facts about that one. It gave Tears for Fears their first U.S. number one in 1985 and remained as number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for a full 2 weeks. And in 1986, it was given the Best Single Award at the Brit Awards. And additionally, these are some nerdier facts, but it has been featured in such films as the 1996 blockbuster Independence Day and in Disney's 1995 animated feature, The Rescuers Down Under. So the last song I have for you guys to close out my show for this week is Only You from Yazoo. And I'm going to give a few fun facts before so I can close it up after the song's over. But this single was written by Vince Clarke while he was still a member of Depeche Mode. But the song actually wasn't recorded until later in 1982 when Clarke had already left Depeche Mode to form the British duo known as Yazoo. And the first time I actually heard the song was on an episode of Once Upon a Time. So I hope you guys enjoy Only You by Yazoo, and I hope you have enjoyed this week's Throwback Thursday.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther.
And welcome back, everybody. So I'd like to thank everyone who tuned into this week's Throwback Thursday on KHGX 93.1 FM. I've been your host, Hannah Blevins, and I hope you all can tune in for next week's Throwback Thursday. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your week.